Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. Greg Pickle here with me. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I like to call this a gains show because this is one of my favorite times of the year when Penn State updates its roster and makes Dwight Gault available. Those are two good things that are worth talking about. So we have some new roster figures. We're going to hear from Dwight Gault directly about half the show. We're going to hear what he had to say about some of the guys who had the best winter and spring in the weight room, some big names there, and his thoughts on them. And as always, Greg, Dwight doesn't really hold back.
No.
James Franklin puts his trust in Dwight Gault to put him in front of a microphone, and he does a good job of hyping certain guys up for sure. So we'll get into Dwight's quotes in a little bit. We'll talk about Lift for Life, some look at the roster and some of the improvements that were made there, and we'll round things out looking ahead to the 2019 season, looking at the defensive tackle position for starters. So let's get into just the nuts and bolts of Lift for Life. Obviously, $40,000 plus raise for uplifting athletes for the rare disease community. That's always priority number one, and I'm always impressed with the way that Penn State and the players take ownership of this event all the time, and they have a real role in putting it together. So that's the main point. But as I mentioned, you do get to see certain guys, you hear from certain players. And for you, I'm just curious, as you're walking around, seeing some of these guys firsthand, what stood out or who stood out to you?
Yeah, there were a couple that really jumped off the page. You know, I thought Jaquan Brisker looks like a guy who's going to be able to compete right away. And we weren't sure, I don't think, if that was going to be the case, just simply because, you know, sometimes when you get junior college transfers in, they're not, you think they're going to be ready and then they're not, but it looks like he is definitely ready to go. His Lackawanna teammate, Anthony Wiggin, I don't know if he's going to factor in this year. They could redshirt him and then use him the next two seasons. We'll have to wait and see, but he's a big kid, but I think they have to really work on getting his strength to a point that it can hold up in the Big Ten. So those two things jumped out at me. You know, Dwight Gault raved about Jesse Luquette, and I think it's with good reason. We're going to see him used in different ways this fall. And then, you know, on the other side of the ball, I thought Ricky Slade looked really good. But the thing that struck me most was just the way Sean Clifford commanded, a media huddle for 20, 25 minutes. I mean, he answered all questions, and it didn't sound like there was any doubt in his mind that he was the guy. And I think Penn State needs that. So you could tell his teammates really respect the heck out of him, too.
I think that was clear once the Tommy Stevens news broke and you started to hear a little bit about behind the scenes about what Sean Clifford did, what he said, and the belief that everybody seems to have in him. And,
right,
you know, the hold up on our end is that, you know, the public, it's going to be a competition, but it's going to be a competition between Sean Clifford and Will Levis, just like it was a competition between Trace McSorley and Tommy Stevens a few years ago. It was going to take a pretty dramatic effort from Stevens to win the job then. It's going to take a pretty dramatic effort for Levis to win the job now. I don't expect that to happen. We did hear from Clifford, and one of the things that seemed to be the sentiment was Clifford having confidence in himself, confidence in his teammates, and then the teammates having confidence in him. He's up to around 215 pounds. He's building up, and you can see from the time he arrived to campus to now how much thicker he is.
Right.
He's trying to get prepared both from a quickness standpoint and from a bulk standpoint to do some running in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I think that there's, you know, no doubt about his ability to hold up in terms of taking hits and things like that. I think they definitely have done a nice job of building his upper body from what it was when he first got here to what it is today. So that's a plus for him and for Penn State. And like I said, you can just tell the confidence he has, the belief he has in himself that he's the guy and that he's going to do, you know, what needs to be done to help helped his football team win games. So I do think that Penn State, you know, fans are going to love this kid if they don't already, and they're going to really, you know, enjoy watching him play. The question, of course, will be how consistent can he make this offense, and will that happen in September, or will it be October or November before they finally all click at the same pace? So it'll be interesting to watch, but it's one of the many questions that makes this season so interesting.
And we're on a lot of these subjects, by the way, that we've discussed. Some of the players, Jesse Luketta, Anthony Wigan was another one. Dwight Gault, we're going to get quotes from him coming up a little bit later in the show. The roster was updated, Greg. I know that was late last week, and our Thursday crew tackled that. But I'm curious, from your vantage point, which any of these numbers that stood out to you? I mean, certainly Shaka Toney's a big one. If he's at 243 this time of year, it's encouraging for later. Tyree Castro-Fields up to 197 from 181. Brandon Smith is at 240 pounds, which that's a big number for him. I know he's got a big frame. He's a long kid, but I think he was listed around 225 as a recruit.
I don't know about – I mean, sometimes you have to take these roster numbers with a grain of salt. I mean, if he's 240, then – he's going to end up playing defensive end because he doesn't look 240 right now. So it'll be interesting to see. The one guy that really blew me away, though, and I think his weight's definitely legitimate, was Smith Vilbert. I mean, that guy looks like – I mean, if you were, you know, going to the school of modeling for defensive ends, he would be the prime example. I mean, the kid just looks like he's ready to play right now. And, like, again, will they need him this year? I don't know. Is his technique caught up to where his body is? I don't know. But, boy, I'll tell you what, for a guy that seemingly, you know, was a late want for a lot of teams, it's not hard to see why.
Yeah, well, you knew physical upside was not his downfall as a recruit. It was a lack of polish and a lack of experience. Mm-hmm. And I think Penn State, we're seeing this more and more. Penn State can deal with that. If all they need to do is round you out as a football player, I think they're fine with that. They've taken some more guys just like Smith Vilbert, but that's certainly encouraging. We have some news for you. For the month of July, we ran through our buddy Mark at GoPSURV.com a buy one, get one free deal that ended in June. Well, he's bringing it back for the first 2 weeks of the season against Idaho and – who am I missing? Buffalo. Idaho and Buffalo. The first 2 weeks of the year, buy one, get one free. You rent one, and for the same weekend, you get another RV free. You can double the family, double the friends, certainly double the fun. For more information, you go to gopsurv.com, or you can call Mark directly, 1-800-519-8467 for the ultimate tailgating experience. I can vouch for that. It's an unbelievable time, Friday through Sunday on a game weekend. There's no better way to do it. So as we mentioned, Dwight Gault, we'll hear from him a little bit later. We'll circle back to the gains portion of it. I just wanted to bring up Big Ten Media Days, Greg, mm-hmm. and it's almost like it's the turning point between the off season and the actual real season prep. I'm just curious what you're going out to Chicago hoping to learn, who you're hoping to hear from, and what are your thoughts on media days in general, especially the Big Ten, where they allow it so a lot of the league's best players are not going to even be there.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing. I mean, the Big Ten could have what, three first-round picks, defensive ends in 2020, and not one of them's going to be in Chicago. So, you know, I think that maybe the Big Ten could do a little bit of better job serving the fans by making sure the star power and the people that fans want to hear from are there. I mean, nothing to, you know, some of these guys, but there's not a whole lot of wow to most of the attendees, and I think that that just is a detriment to the conference more than anything else. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out, but, you know, I think we can learn some things while we're there. Despite all that, we can hear from James Franklin multiple times. Sandy Barber will speak, so there'll be a chance to kind of hear from, you know, those two on where things stand, maybe with the facilities. We'll get an update on that, and we'll hear from Franklin, of course, about the roster and a bunch of other topics. So it's always a good time out there, and it's, you know, yet another sign that the season is almost here already.
So Penn State sending Blake Gillikin, Cam Brown, and John Reed. I guessed when I saw the email come through, I guessed two out of three. I guessed Steven Gonzalez instead of Blake Gillikin. And here's the deal with these things as a coach. these events and these opportunities, if you want to put it that way, I don't know if sitting in front of guys like you for however long is an opportunity, but
right.
it's a trip to Chicago. That's yep. an opportunity. It's viewed as a reward type experience, and it's always going to be reserved if coaches have their say about it, which that to me is what's going on. It's going to be reserved for guys who he feels like A, can represent the program, and B, deserve a little bit of a little something for their effort for the program. So right. that's where these three guys come from. So that's why, you know, if it's put in the coach's hands, you're not going to have a guy like Sean Clifford. You're not going to have, I don't know, Yetur Gross-Matos has certainly paid his dues too, but Micah Parsons is another one, hasn't been around for very long. So that's why, and every Big Ten coach is making the same choice.
Right.
Exactly. And it's not like, I mean, it's not like these aren't good players, right. but you do lack a little bit of punch.
Exactly. That's 100% it. So, you know, there'll be a lot of updates though, for sure. And we'll hear from Ryan Day at Ohio State for the first time. Jim Harbaugh will be forced to talk about Josh Gattis for quite a bit, and I'm sure he'll love that opportunity. So there'll be some things to learn for sure. We'll be able to sit down with some of the players on opposing Big Ten teams. I'll be curious to hear from some of them how little they are interested in, or how much they're interested in not dealing with Trace McSorley anymore, because there's some guys that it will be in Chicago that, you know, had their own nightmarish years against him. So we'll find out some good stuff. We'll learn some things. And, you know, again, above all else, it'll be football season again before we know it, because once Big Ten media days are in the books, and camp's always right around the corner.
One more little item here that I wanted to get to was Bruce Feldman's freaks list, because we sat here last week and we were talking, I think we were talking about Jason Owe in this regard, saying someday he's going to make it on Bruce Feldman's freaks list.
Right.
And you brought it up that he was just starting to roll that out. And lo and behold, on this edition of Bruce Feldman's freaks list, Jason Owe comes in at number 6, Micah Parsons at number 7. And I don't think it's a coincidence or accident that those two are side by side, and that Jason Owe has just a little bit of a lead on Micah Parsons. That little rivalry has yielded some really awesome results so far, and we haven't even seen Jason Owe on the field yet. These are two just phenomenal athletes, first round caliber NFL draft pick, that type of athlete, and we're just starting to see them on display for Penn State. It should be a fun year for both of them.
Yeah, it really should. I mean, these two guys obviously are pushing each other every single day. Dwight Gault talked a little bit about that, just the idea of, you know, he doesn't have to sort of stoke the flames, if you will, because those two are doing it for each other now, and they are, you know, sort of taking on that mindset of, if we don't push each other to get better, then we're just not only hurting ourselves, but hurting the team too. So they've used that competitive fire they both have in a great way, and I think it's gonna, you know, obviously lead to some good things for Penn State this fall.
A lot of good things coming, I think, for Jason Owe. We will hear from Dwight Gault about the rivalry between these two players and how it's helping both of them along. Pretty good insight behind the scenes in the strength room from him on a number of topics. We're going to hear a lot from him coming up in the next two segments. Take a break, and we're going to hear from Dwight Gault.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.